Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Records Guy Podcast, the show that focuses on topics and individuals from the field of records management. Here's your host, Richard Goreski.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the podcast that promotes topics and individuals from the field of records management and information governance. I am Richard Goreski, and with today's episode, we are launching a brand new year of ARMA Milwaukee programming. Led by Christine Mathias, the Vice President and Chair of Programming for ARMA Milwaukee, the board has pulled out all the stops to make the 2018-2019 year one of the best ever. I'm sure you're saying, well, come on, how big can it be, right? Well, let me tell you just how big this is. A man who has served every president since Gerald Ford will share how presidential records are managed when Philip Drag, the director of the Office of Records Management for the White House, comes to Milwaukee in March of 2019. Also, Matt Waldman, owner and author of the Rookie Scouting Portfolio and contributor to footballguys.com. Any fantasy football fan knows Football Guys, will dazzle regular football fans as he talks about how he uses records to create his annual Rookie NFL Draft Guide. That's going to take place in June of 2019. It's going to be a great year, and it all kicks off on Thursday, September 20th, 2018, with a preview of a session that is set to take place at this year's ARMA International Conference in Anaheim, California. Yes, ARMA Milwaukee is bringing the ARMA International Conference to you as John Spencer presents an impactful session aimed at self-improvement and professional development entitled Go From Good to Great, and from great to exceptional, it's all about the soft skills. Now, let me just pick this up here. Reading from the official announcement, in the ever-changing world of records and information management, there will be many skill sets that are necessary to gain and maintain as this field continually evolves. In today's current RIM environment, it's all about business, technology, and collaboration. The focus of this presentation is to create awareness and offer some simple and practical guidance that will help you enhance the skills to collaborate with people. The non-technical collaborative skills are called soft skills. Soft skills are all about the ability to get along with people at work and the ability to communicate your ideas, strategies, and results more effectively. Whatever your role or your position, you need to be able to collaborate, influence, and interact with other people in order to be successful, meaning you will need to be able to communicate effectively with them, to understand and address their motivations, and to behave in a way that will make them want to work with you. So soft skills can have as much impact as your technical abilities on your success, no matter what job you do or which industry you're part of. Therefore, it's crucial to demonstrate strong soft skills to be successful. End quote. With me today to talk about this upcoming session is none other than the event speaker himself, Mr. John Spencer. Thanks for coming on the show today, John.
Hello, Rick, and thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to coming to Milwaukee next week.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're coming up here on September 20th. Did I mention it's September 20th? September 20th. I think they say you have to say it about seven times for people to really get it. So Thursday, September 20th, 2018, here in Milwaukee. Before we dive into your presentation, though, let's give the audience a chance to learn just a little bit about you. So, for instance, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Your family? Please, if you don't mind, would you share just a little bit about yourself, John?
Yes, Rick, but before I do that, I just want to echo what you just said and say, again, people, it's Thursday, September 20th in Milwaukee. So that did I do that okay, Rick?
My friend, you're a natural. I love it.
Okay, so, Rick, just to tell some people about myself, I was born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, known for the golf tournament, the Masters, which I like to say is the best and greatest golf tournament in the world. I lived in Atlanta for over 20 years before I moved to Dallas about 12 years ago, and I really enjoy playing golf on the weekends. And even though, Rick, I live in Dallas now, I'm still a Falcons fan.
So, see, I thought we had a cowboy coming up to Packer country, and I was going to say, oh, boy, so we have a Falcons fan. Well,
yes,
you know, we've each taken a turn giving each other's team a black eye then in the playoffs recently. So,
yes, you're absolutely right.
So professionally now, if I could move into your professional background and such, you are the U.S. RIM Service Delivery Manager for Ernst & Young LLP, where you lead the daily operations with respect to all RIM-related policies, procedures, practices. I see from your bio that you shared with me that you're a longtime member of ARMA, where you've served in various capacities for the Dallas chapter, including president. You're currently the Southwest Region's Chapter Advisor for Marketing and Membership. It's clear that you have a connection with the records community. So let me start by asking, how did you get into records management?
Well, Rick, I was in the process of learning all about the different support functions that is provided by EY. And then one day, you know, a leadership role became available in records management. And they asked me if I would be interested in moving into that role and learning about it. And, of course, they told me that I could only take it if I could commit to 2 years. Well, of course, Rick, that 2 years turned into 10 years later, and I'm still in it and love it and been enjoying it ever since.
Got sucked right in just like the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's pretty the norm, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It takes over you. You get into it and you keep going. While doing research for the show, I read that EY, as they are formally called, it's my understanding now, is amongst the largest privately owned companies in the USA. So as the person in charge of daily operations, you must have to interact with dozens, if not hundreds, of people from all over the world as part of your job. So it's no wonder that you're able to speak on the topic of soft skills. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about your specific position at Ernst & Young and what you do.
Well, Rick, while I have my standard typical job profile of a RIM professional, I spend most of my day collaborating with various people across the U.S. You know, so my role primarily functions on the United States. I haven't gone global yet, Rick, so... So thanks for adding a little bit more to my plate there. So as I mentioned, collaborate with people across the U.S., you know, in HR and finance and legal, operations, IT, and our various service lines such as tax assurance and advisory. And what I'm doing, Rick, is providing guidance on retention, compliance, storage infrastructure, you know, and what to do with data from, you know, various resources. Also working with my management team to ensure that we are meeting our program's initiatives and our customers' expectations. All while, Rick, at the same time trying to position our program as a valued business partner, you know, which is done by being in the mindset of being an ambassador of our program. And that's one thing I highly recommend for everyone, Rick, is that to truly be successful as far as being a champion of your program, get in the mindset of being an ambassador of your program.
See, you have such a unique way of, you know, I've met you before and talked to you, and you just have such a unique delivery and way of pointing things out, and I'm so excited about that when you come to Milwaukee. To be an ambassador, what a great way to describe what each of us are on a daily basis within our own organization. We are an ambassador of our program.
Absolutely.
Why don't we roll right into the presentation, if you don't mind. That presentation that you're giving on Thursday, September 20th, by the way, at the historic Pabst Brewery. Now that I think about it, I don't think I told you the venue until just now. So there it is. We're going to be at the old Pabst Brewery complex in Milwaukee. It's now this old brewery is split out, and it's been made into a series of historic buildings, that entire area, that have been renovated for various purposes. One's a hotel and a restaurant. A couple others are used by local universities. Then there's another building that we're going to be in. It's called the Best Place, which is named after the founders of Pabst, Jacob and Philip Best. Our actual presentation is taking part in the Captain's Corner, which is a beautiful room with beautiful woodwork, part of the larger building that used to be home to the brewery's corporate office. So I can't wait for you to see it. Have you presented at a brewery before?
No, Rick. I mean, this really sounds awesome. I've never presented in a place like this before. Now, Rick, I'm going to show my age here a little bit, but I have a question for you. Wasn't the Laverne and Shirley show based in Milwaukee? And didn't they work at a brewery?
They did. They did work at a brewery. They did. In fact, the famous scene in the beginning where she puts the glove on the bottle and it rotates around. So.
Oh, wow.
I know, I'm going to quick look up and see. I thought it was, something's telling me it was Schlitz, but I'm really not certain of that. As far as, what happened here? I think we're still taping. Anyway, let's just keep rolling. I don't have the name of the brewery, but you're absolutely right. That is what it is. So wait until word gets out that Arma Milwaukee is hosting meetings at breweries. Maybe we'll get more people that want to present for us. But seriously, though, you're going to cover so many valuable topics that can help people both personally and professionally. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to cover communication, emotional intelligence, awareness, relationships, and so much more. It's just such a positive presentation, John, and you do such a wonderful job of getting the points across. Now, don't give up too much here, but for individuals considering attending, would you please share just a little preview of what they can expect on Thursday, September 20th?
Absolutely. Rick, they can expect and will be able to identify the habits to improve their soft skills and emotional intelligence. They'll be able to prepare a soft skills development plan. They will know how to increase their self-awareness. And at the end of it, know what tools and resources and action steps are needed to navigate the emotional intelligence landscape.
So Thursday, September 20th, 2018 is the date. The best place at the historic Pabst Brewery on 9th and Juneau in downtown Milwaukee is the location. Shamil, just like Laverne and Shirley used to do it, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Go from good to great, from great to exceptional. It's all about the soft skills is the name of the session, and my guest, John Spencer, is presenting. Trust me, people, you do not want to miss this one, and I mean it. This is a fantastic opportunity for yourself to further your own self-improvement, career development. These are the skills that you need to be successful. Registration starts at 10:30 a.m. The program itself begins at 11 a.m. Lunch is to follow the program. We don't everybody chew in while we're talking. No, we're going to have our program, and then we'll all have lunch together and network and have a great time. For more information or to sign up for this event, visit the Arma Milwaukee website at armamilwaukee.org. I can't wait for the 20th, John. Are there any parting thoughts before we wrap things up?
No, Rick, I'm just looking forward to coming there next week. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, my contact information is john.spencer1@ey.com. Again, it's john.spencer1@ey.com. And you want to make sure there's a number one at the end of Spencer. If not, I will not get it. It will go to another John Spencer. So that's all I have, Rick.
That's what I've been telling you. You're number one. I'm telling everybody you're number one. That's going to do it, though. Until next time, I'm Richard Goreski, thanking my guest on today's show, John Spencer, for joining me. Can't wait to see you, John. Everybody else, I hope you can make it out to our meeting on Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Take care.
Well, that's the end of the life cycle for this show. If you'd like to reach the host or one of his guests, you can contact the show via email at goreski1@yahoo.com. That's G-U-R-E-S-K-I and the number one at yahoo.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Records Guy Podcast. The views expressed on this show are solely those of the host and his guests. They are not necessarily reflective of Arma International, Arma Milwaukee, or the Arma Milwaukee Board.